get power, get wisdom as you listen to the sound and undiluted word of God. Come and hear His voice is a radio program brought to you from the altar of Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship. Happy listening.
Praise the Lord. You see, those battles that make your friends to run around, they will go to all those priest house, they will go to temples, they will go to the river for help. When such situation happens to you, Holy Spirit will just give you a verse of the Bible to deal with it. I've seen a case and heard of many cases of a child convulsing to die, and the mother continued to quote a particular scripture and praying, and the child did not die. Hallelujah. I've had testimony of students who stood on the word of God and said, that exam, I shall not fail it. Others failed except him. He did not fail. Because he was standing on the word of God. So, you need the Holy Spirit. If you want to understand the word of God more and more, then you need to subject yourself to the ministry of Holy Spirit. In the book of Matthew chapter 3, 11 and 12, John the Baptist was saying something here. He said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. Unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoe I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. This scripture is saying that Jesus is mightier than John the Baptist. And Jesus will baptize us with Holy Ghost and with fire. Holy Ghost and fire. He said the fire will burn all the work of evil in our life. So when Holy Ghost fire descends, all the sickness you have been taking medication about will be burned. All the pain in your body will be burned. All the arrow of the enemy will be burned when the Holy Ghost come upon you. So go and study the following scriptures at home. John chapter 1, 29 to 34. John chapter 1, 29 to 34. Acts 1, 8. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. And ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Acts chapter 8. Acts chapter 8, 27 to 38. Acts chapter 8, 27 to 38. John 6, 63. John chapter 6 and verse 63. He said, the word of God, the word that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. That is what John chapter 6 and then verse 63 says. He said, it is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. May you receive life from the word of God. You can read the book of John chapter 16. You can read the book of Joel chapter 2, 28 to 32. And you can read the book of Acts chapter 2, 17 to 19. All these scriptures are very good to go and learn about Holy Spirit and be endued with power of Holy Spirit. Now, what are the evidence of indwelling of Holy Spirit in a believer? What are the evidence that you have Holy Spirit? Hello? What are the evidence that Holy Spirit is inside of you? Number one, witnessing without shame. Witnessing without shame. That you can go out and preach Jesus without. If Holy Spirit is inside of you, you can walk up to your neighbor. You can walk up to your family and preach Jesus to them because Holy Spirit is inside of you. Because he said, and ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me. So you will go and talk about Jesus. It takes the Holy Ghost power to talk about Jesus. Don't forget the book of Matthew. The book of Matthew chapter 28 also told us in verse 18. It says, Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and the earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So you witness without shame. Number two, speaking in other tongues. When Holy Ghost come upon you, Lord God, hear me. When you hear Christian praying and speaking in other languages that you don't know, they are not speaking rubbish. when you are speaking Bragandelia Ketokanda Zeribrayaga, Atekaza Gandoli Kapukandezeka, Adeliba Gandoye Ketigando Zakata Zekin Duria Braya, they are not speaking nonsense. They are speaking from the realm of the spirit. You and I may not know what they are talking about, but God is hearing them. They are communicating power to us and communicating mystery in the heavenlies. So, speaking in other tongues, according to the book of Acts chapter 2, 1 to 8, so it is biblical to speak in other tongues. Number 3, bold declaration. Bold declaration. Let me read this scripture to you. It's also in the book of Acts. They were speaking boldly. Verse 14 says, but Peter standing up with the 11 lift up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my voice. This is the same Peter that cannot face a little girl and said, I am a disciple of Jesus. He denied Jesus 3 times. He started talking with boldness. So, when the Holy Ghost come upon you, you will speak with boldness. You will speak with boldness. You will not be afraid to talk about Jesus. So many times, they gathered the apostle and told them not to speak in the name of Jesus again. They don't want to hear the name of Jesus again. They continue saying it. They didn't stop. Let me tell you, the witches in your compound will not like your prayer. The devil on your street doesn't want to hear you pray in the name of Jesus. Those devils living around you, they will not love you praying and shouting in the name of Jesus. The more they hate you, the more you should pray it. Pray the more. Please, don't disturb anybody with your prayer. But call the name of Jesus more and more. Call the name more and more. All right? Number 4, the evidence of indwelling of Holy Spirit in a believer is gift of the Holy Spirit. Gift of the Holy Spirit. We have so many gifts of Holy Spirit. If you open your Bible to the book of 1 Corinthians, everybody open your Bible. The Bible, your Bible to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Who has opened it? 1 Corinthians chapter 12. No, Bible say, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I will not have you ignorant. That is verse 1. Verse 2 say, ye know that ye were Gentiles carried away into these dumb idols, even as led. Now let's move on to verse 5. It says, and there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. Now verse 8, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. So word of wisdom is gift of Holy Spirit. To another, the word of knowledge. That is also gift of Holy Spirit. To another, faith. Faith is also gift of Holy Spirit. To another, the gift of healing. The gift of healing is also by the Spirit of God. Like I was just mentioning, laying hands on people that are on the wheelchair and people that are blind. And they will be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. You shall be healed in Jesus' name. To another, the working of miracles is given by the Spirit. It's a gift of the Spirit. To some other, it is prophecy. To some other, discerning of spirits. To another, diverse kind of tongues. And to another, the interpretation of tongues. But all this worketh that one and the self-same Spirit. Holy Spirit is the one doing all this. So when you are prophesying, it's the gift of Holy Spirit. When you are speaking in tongues, it's part of it. Diverse tongues. Healing the sick, they are gifts of the Spirit. And I want to advise you, there are people today who they thought speaking in tongues is wrong. Do you know my answer to you? Personally pray to God that you want to experience the Holy Spirit. If you can pray to God that you want to experience the Holy Spirit, then you will know maybe it is wrong or not. Number 5, divine guidance. The evidence of indwelling of Holy Spirit in a believer, one of it is divine guidance. Holy Ghost will continue to guide you. According to Romans 8:14, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. So Holy Ghost guides. If you have the Holy Spirit, it will be guiding you. And also, number 6, we have spiritual awakening. The Holy Spirit will be reviving you all the time. Holy Spirit will be reviving you. In the name of Jesus, shall be revived. Say, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell inside of you. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by the Spirit that dwelleth in you. Some people are sleepy. Some people are not strong. Some people are not happy. Some people are not loaded with blessings. When the Holy Spirit enters you, you will always be on high. You will always, that's our own high. We don't need to drink any alcohol. Holy Ghost is the one gingering us. Hallelujah. Excellence. Now, the evidence of indwelling of the Spirit of God in us is also called excellence.
You are still listening to Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Hayonamite Zion Christian Fellowship.
If they set question for you in your school or in any lecture you attend, and they set exam, and then they say best students start from 80 over 100. When they mark your scripts, they will not know when they will give you 105 over 100. Because you will have answered it much more than what the teacher or lecturer is expecting. The spirit of excellence is above the best. It's above distinction. Excellence means another class. We saw it in the book of Daniel chapter 5 verse 12. That Daniel interpreting dreams. By the Holy Ghost, you can have the spirit of excellence. It's that spirit that works excellence in us. You can give accurate answers. Hallelujah. You can dissect. You can find out. You can give solution. Hallelujah. Let somebody shout, I hear. Say, I hear. Say, I hear. Now, the Holy Spirit can make any believer excellent and smart in finding way out of every situation he finds himself. So, by the Holy Ghost, you can navigate your way out of every trouble of life. It is also noted that the Holy Spirit will not allow you to do some certain things because it will not be comfortable within you with sin. Remember the book of John 16 verse 7. It says, nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. So if the Holy Spirit is inside of you, you will not be comfortable with sin. You will hate to sin. You will hate to insult your fellow man. You will hate to steal. You will hate to do wrong things. Little children, please listen to me. In our language, they say little curses kills. That's what Yoruba says. Hallelujah. Listen to me. There are some people that they cannot say two words without a little curse in it. And let those people that are in Nollywood to me, especially dialectical Nollywood. These curses in the movies are too much. They are not even using curses and insults as part of it, part of the movie. It should not be. It's immoral. When you look at somebody and say his head is like this, can't you speak straight? If you are a bully, someday the devil will bully you back. I'm telling you. Situation of life will bully you. Have you ever seen a fraudster that never lose something good? You will never find a thief that has not been, that something great has not been stolen from him. If you continue to steal, your virtues, your joy, your blessing will be stolen too. So if you continue to insult people and curse people, it will affect you. You will be affected. Now quickly, let's go to another subheading. How the Holy Spirit of God fires us up for what to hate. Now, in the book of Proverbs 8, verse 13, it said the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy, and the evil way, and the froward mouth do I hate. So, the fear of the Lord is one of those things the Holy Spirit does in you. So, it is much easier to fear the Lord with the help of the Holy Spirit as He grants you access into who God is. By the Holy Spirit, you will know who God is. And by the Holy Spirit, you'll be able to fear Him. Hallelujah. You'll be able to fear God. The fear of the Lord helps you to do the right thing always. Always, because you are empowered for it. Somebody that is into abduction, kidnapping, ritual killings, they don't fear God. The husband that is cheating on the wife does not fear God. The wife that is cheating too does not fear God. That man, that woman that want to run down that company, that system, does not fear God. Hallelujah. So with the Holy Ghost inside of you, you are empowered to hate evil. Your life will naturally abhor evil operations. Evil is any operation of the devil. Anything that sponsors the world of sin is evil. Don't be part of it. To make others uncomfortable is evil. For you to make life uncomfortable for others is evil. Evil can be spoken, distinct from it. Go away from evil, please. Don't sign up for evil. Anything that will cause men to stumble and fall off the good way is evil. Evil is the product of the devil. Evil is the product of the devil. Don't help him to sell it. Don't help him to sell it. You can read Revelation 12:9 and Matthew 6:13. With the empowerment of Holy Ghost inside of you, you will hate pride. You will hate pride. Pride makes God's enemy. Pride makes man God's enemy, which is mostly through words and action. Most of the time, we express our pride through words and through our action. It is also noted that some may not utter words of pride, yet they are full of themselves. Proud people mostly don't take corrections. They don't obey instructions and always trash treasure with their mouth and actions. When you do something better than them, they will say, "What is it that you have done? I can do better than you." If you fear the Lord, you will hate evil. And who are you, by the way? What do you think you are? What do you have that is to your credit? Fear the Lord. Who can kill you and drag you to hell? And no one will question him. Matthew chapter 12 verse 28 says, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Fear God. God can kill the body and still kill the soul in hell. So please fear God. If you read your Bible in the book of Acts chapter 12, and you go down to verse 22 and 23, a proud king died a strange death. He was eaten up of worms. Worms ate him up because he was proud. You will hate arrogancy if you are empowered by the Holy Ghost. Stop making noise. Let God announce himself in you. If you grow your ministry by noise making, it's marketing. If you grow your ministry by noise making, it's marketing. Let God do the advert and you will be surprised. These days, almost every man of God wants to be on the radio, television, social media. They want their fine pictures on posters. They want their pictures on handbills and banners. Even if God is not leading them to do such, they care not. Don't kill yourself with arrogancy. When you lift yourself, you will also need to sustain yourself. But when God lifts you, He sustains you eternally. Allow God to advertise what He has placed inside of you. Let God announce the anointing that He has placed inside of you. Let God announce His ability inside of you. Don't all the time be carrying your picture and videos everywhere. I noticed something lately. I noticed something lately on social media. Some pastors are now preaching to suit social media. Some pastors are now preaching and be careful of what to say because they don't want their followers and comments to reduce. My dear pastor, you are no more preaching the gospel that way. Say it the way God put it in your mouth. Look away from follower. The same thing is affecting gospel artists.
That was Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship, located at Ionimite Jesus House, Babawole Blocks, behind Bakery, Abekoko, Ifo, Ogun State. For counseling and prayer, please call or send WhatsApp messages to 0702-619-2505, 0702-619-2505, website www.ionimitezion.org. Fellowship with us every Saturday, 10:30 a.m., Fridays, 4 p.m. Join us same time next week. Remain blessed.
To join our live broadcast, visit our website www.ionimitezion.org or download the Ionimite Zion app.